Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom. Let us go to our Abba in prayer on this Sabbath day. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. I pray for the Israelites that are scattered throughout the four corners of this earth, that they'll be blessed, encouraged, and refreshed and restored today. For we need you, and we can't make it without you. And we know through you all things are possible. So we give you glory on this day, and we rest and we relax ourselves. Pray for the prophets that prophesy today all over the world, preaching, teaching, and holding down this truth, and that the truth will continue to go forth. It's in the name of Yeshua we pray. So be it. Hallelujah. You're tuned into Blueprints for Life, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio and Almahoida. And I pray that all things are well with all of you that are tuned in and listening. We are going to move forward. Sister Tamar has a lot on her mind that she wants to express and say today, so I'm going to let her go forward. We'll also have Brother D. He'll come on and do the reading of the law. And so with no further delay, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Tamar.
Shabbat Shalom, Hebrews, and again, welcome to Blueprint for Life. This is our Sabbath lesson. It's such a beautiful day to be in the presence of the Most High Yah. We have to believe and must believe that He is fighting for us on our behalf. He's pushing back the darkness as He lights up the kingdom for us. We know the enemy is already defeated. So if we continue to walk in His presence, be led by His Spirit, and know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned, we already know. So we want to thank Him. We want to thank Him for waking us up. We want to thank Him for the many blessings that He gives us each and every day. We want to thank Him for food. We want to thank Him for shelter. We want to thank Him for the goodness, His goodness, that He continues to show us. He doesn't have to do any of these things for us. He could simply turn His back and walk away from the people that He created in His image. But no, He chose us. He chose us to go out and do His will. He chose us to go out and make disciples, help build this kingdom. So that's what we're all about here at Almahoida. We are about going out, reaching out to places where people don't want to reach out to the homeless, to the sick, praying for those that are struggling. Although they are a people, our people, God's people, they may be lost, but it is up to us to go out and reach. We find those that are lost, we plant the seed, and the Most High will give the increase. Hallelujah. So without further ado, we're going to go into our herbal segment, and then I will bring in Deacon Abraham for the reading of the law. The reading of the law is going to be law of blasphemy. Today we're going to talk about a vegetable. We tend to cook it a lot in our home, and it has some excellent healing benefits. And so I just want to encourage you as you go out through your day. Most people that are not Sabbath keepers on this day, they go out and shop and they get their groceries and they're preparing for the week. But we encourage you to go out the day before, Friday, preparation day, and get your groceries that you need for the Sabbath and for the rest of the week. But when you do go to the grocery store, don't forget to pick up some zucchini. A lot of people don't like the way it looks. Some don't like the way it tastes. But it is an excellent vegetable. It is in the family of squash. It improves the digestive system. It slows down the aging process. So instead of going out and getting Botox, eat some of this zucchini. It lowers your blood sugar. It supports healthy circulation and healthy heart circulation. It improves your eye health. It boosts your energy. Those of you that are sluggish and need something, don't drink coffee or don't pop a pill. Get you some zucchini. It assists with weight loss, and it also improves your thyroid function. So do the research as always. I love zucchini. You can eat it raw, which is best, but if you cook it, just make sure you don't overcook it where it's soft and soggy because you're taking all the healing properties out of it. But definitely do the research. Like I always say, don't take our word as being the be-all, end-all. It is for you to open up your mind. It is for you to adapt into a lifestyle of change. Change the way you think. Change the way you eat. And change the words that come out of your mouth. It's the change that you want to see in others. It begins with you. And so with that said, I am Sister Tama. I'm going to go into the announcements before I bring in Deacon Avaram. Past couple of weeks, I have not done the Heart of a Hebrew Woman due to work. We were flooded with storms. We had rain and mudslides in some of the territories that I oversee and had been affected. And so due to the work, heavy workload and the constant change of life, trying to make sure that everything is good at home before I speak to the masses, I have been off the air for 2 weeks. But most high willing, I'm here with you today. And I'm hoping that on Tuesday I'll be able to speak to the sisters about things that we go through as women and how to overcome them through fasting, praying, and trusting the most high God. On Wednesday, and bring back the inspirational Wednesdays to encourage, to inspire, to lift you up. Oftentimes when we go through things, we try to put down the baton and lick our wounds and just stay in a state of, I can't get up. The Most High doesn't see that, honor that. He wants us to do the work that he's called us to do and work unto the good of him. So we'll be back on Wednesday, Inspirational Wednesday. And then Most High willing, if we live to see another day, we'll be here next Sabbath. The new year is coming. It is upon us. All praises to the Most High. You can see the sun out. The trees are starting to bud. Leaves, birds are singing. It is time for our new year. And things are living and not dead. We're getting ready to celebrate our Passover, which is one of my favorites, one of the best holy days there is. So I hope you're getting ready not to just show off your new garments, but to lay down your burdens, the heaviness, and remember our Abba and what he did for us, our HaMashiach, and that we can be better Hebrew disciples as we go throughout the year. So all of these high holy days are coming up, Feast of Unleavened Bread, all of those things are coming up. And so I hope that you are preparing your heart, your mind, to do better because you know better. With that said, I am going to turn it over to Deacon Avaram. I will assist if he needs it because I'm the helpmate today, every day.
Glory, 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 glory.
16th, tomorrow's the 17th, but next week on Wednesday is the actual new year starts. So sundown Wednesday at 6 p.m. or about 7 p.m. will be the actual real new year kicking off. And then we count 14 days from there and we go into Passover. So we're starting Leviticus 23 in a few days.
Yeah, and that's also Purim, isn't it?
You missed Purim because you didn't send me nothing.
I bought you something. I just haven't had a chance to get it to you. I ain't forgot about y'all. I did last year, but not this year. Okay. So we're going to read along now. It's blasphemy. And so if you're ready, I'll read the first verse.
I'm going to let Sister Tamar was inspired with these scriptures, so I'm going to let her commentate as you read those scriptures.
Okay. All right. First verse, first scripture, Leviticus 24. Verse 16, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Most High, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well as a stranger, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of the Most High, shall be put to death.
So that scripture is pretty self-explanatory. That we should not be blaspheming the Most High's name because we would surely be put to death. I remember we were out one time and there was a young man who said the name of our Abba in vain. And Elder V said, don't you be blaspheming name. I think people don't understand the importance or the consequences of doing that. And so we are so quick for it to roll off our tongue. You know, in any situation that he tells us that if you blaspheme my name, that you will be put to mindful of how we use his name as we go throughout our day.
And if I can add something in, you know, that just shows you how, you know, important this is because, like you said, you know, we can't do this now, but back then, we're in the land, it was death sentence. So Most High is serious. Okay, second verse, Leviticus 19 and 12. And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy Elohim. I am the Most High.
All right, and here it just basically saying, you know, you hear people say, well, God said that, or Abba told me to tell you this. He said, don't come in my name using it falsely. If it's truly me, if it's truly something that I've asked you to do, I'm sure that the Most High often tells his people. A lot of times, I know Elder V and I, we talk about how people always say, well, God told me to tell you this. Well, did he miss me and forget to tell me? But oftentimes, that's just because people are not listening to him because he said, my sheep will hear my voice. It is our job to not swear against his name or use his name outside of context. We're supposed to use it in praising him and worshiping him. Brother B, you want to add on that?
No, but you're absolutely right about that. It's people who don't fear the Most High, they're quick to make a vow in his name or serve the Most High. So then that's because they don't fear the Most High. You know, us that right. fears the Most High, that's not something that we would do.
He's right.
Okay. So we're going to Exodus 20:7 be the next verse. Exodus 20:7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Most High thy Elohim in vain, for the Most High will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain.
All right, so I want to read something out of the Bible about being taking his name in vain. It said, vain reflects the Hebrew term that is written in the absence. It means emptiness, vanity. It is used in the scripture to describe vain works, worthless idols, and false prophecy, among other things. And so there again, as we're saying, is people that, like you said, they're taking his name in vain. They're false prophets everywhere. We're seeing that they are being unmasked, revealed from the Catholic Church to the Buddhist temple to the Christian Church. They use his name to for personal gain and not for what it's supposed to be used for. So during this time, we will continue to see these prophets, false prophets, these archdioceses and pastors be called to the carpet, so to say, because they have been taking the Most High Yah's name in vain, and he's not pleased with that. And that is of one of the Ten Commandments found in, like you said, Exodus 20:7.
And that's why we need to be diligent these days, because there's all kind of false doctrine out there, all kind of things that, you know, that they're bringing us, that, we just need to be mindful, stay in the Bible and realize if it doesn't sound right, then, you know, you have to move on. There's
right,
a lot
right.
of dirty things out there.
Right, right, right. And people, like the word says, is that he doesn't add to his words. You know, a lot of people will continue to say things that are not in these scriptures. And like we always say, what scripture is that? And that is true because, like I said, these prophets will sit up here and say all these things. You see them casting out demons in his name, and they got demons on themselves. You know, it's just a lot of foolishness going on. And we have to be careful to not engage or praise the wrong things that we see in this world.
Oh, I like that, though. What scripture is that? That's not
right.
Cold in the track.
What scripture is that?
Let's go next verse.
That's our favorite thing. What scripture is that?
It's funny because... We often talk about our children and how we're supposed to train them up in the way they should go, and when they get old, they should never fall from it. And so our daughter was out with some friends eating lunch, and she had purchased some lamb. And one of the girls told her, said, Mia, you're not supposed to eat Christ's baby lamb. That's the baby lamb. You're not supposed to eat that. And Mia said, what scripture is that?
Exactly.
So we know she's listening and understanding that. Don't tell me anything that's false until you bring out scripture that interprets scripture. Then I would hear. But don't make up something just so I can't enjoy this lamb, right?
That's really good to hear, Sister Bob, because, you know, you guys are, you're there, you're reading the word, you're speaking the word. So, you know, she picks it up. You know, like I said, just like you said, you train the child right, they'll pick it up. You know, even if they go away for a moment, they'll come back to where they to that, because that's how you brought them up.
Yeah, and I just want to say to the listening audience that, you know, we talk about Yah, but you can always be able to find the name Yah in Psalm 68. And 4. And it says, sing unto the Most High, praise his name, extol him, and writeth upon the heavens by his name, Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Here let's go to the next verse, Leviticus 22 and 32. Leviticus 22 and 32. Neither shall ye profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Most High, which hallow you.
Who? That's right. And so he's saying here, don't test me. Don't test me. If I say don't do it, don't do it. And he's saying, don't test my name, take it in vain. He said, because I am the Lord. I am the Abba, our Elohim, which hallow you. So he's telling us that, you know my name, but don't use it for your own purposes. Because I am the creator of all men and all things.
Next verse. Deuteronomy 6 and 16. Deuteronomy 6 and 16. You shall not tempt the Most High, your Elohim, as you tempted him in Massa.
I'm sorry. Read that one more time, Brother D.
Okay. You shall not tempt the Most High, your Elohim, as you tempted him in Massa.
Right, right. You want to go and speak on that, Elder Reed?
Well, before you do, Elder Reed, can I say something to you? You look at the, you're not tempting the Most High. As we know, Satan tried to do that to Yeshua. You should not tempt the Most High.
All right.
That's right,
Deacon Abraham. You were talking about tempting him, Hashatan did try to tempt Christ, but the Most High said, "Don't tempt me." And a lot of people will again blaspheme his name to try to tempt him to do something. Well, if God said, "Don't do that and this," where is your God? You hear that a lot because people don't care, they don't believe, and they want to see things that are unseen. And so when you go out here and say, well, God said this, and Yah said, people look at you and say, really? If he said that, then why is this going on? And why is that going on? You're tempting him to bring his wrath upon you. And he's saying, don't tempt me in this hour. Don't tempt me in this time. Don't ever tempt me just to show that I am here. I am here. And those that don't believe, he said, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess. But don't tempt me to do foolishness.
Exactly, because if you go walk into the lion's den saying, the Most High is going to protect me,
right.
You're tempting him. You have to be diligent about what you're doing and be smart about what you're doing. Don't put yourself in a bad situation and say, Abba, help me. That's not how it works.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to Deuteronomy 12 and 4. Where are you at here? 12 and 4. Okay, Deuteronomy 12 and 4. You shall not do so. Do we want to start at 4?
You could say, if you want to start earlier, that's fine.
Okay, let's go to verse 4. And you shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves into fire. You shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. You shall not do so unto the Lord your Elohim.
Go ahead, Deacon Abraham.
Okay, so we'll go to now Deuteronomy 21. And we're going to read verses 22 and 23. Once you get there, 21. Okay, starting at verse 22.
Yeah.
And if a man hath committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of Yah, that thy land be not defiled, which the Most High thy Elohim giveth thee for an inheritance.
Right, and basically these are the consequences, I guess, back then for them disregarding the law of the Most High. If you're like you said, if you take my name in vain or blaspheme my name, you shall die. And that's what happened. It, obviously, back then, people didn't care. Like here, they don't care. They continue to use his name out of context. And the result is you die. You will die. So I will encourage you, brothers and sisters, to read these scriptures. Brother Deacon Abraham, you have something to ask?
Well, there are a lot of people out there leaning on their own understanding. And you know they don't follow what the Most High puts out there for them. Because I see a lot of people out there. I mean, they're just they're just caught up with themselves. You know, you mentioned the book here. You know, they've already figured out that they know everything and that this is just a fairy tale. And so they're smarter than you. But just like you said, there'll be a lot of gnashing of teeth.
Right.
A lot of people say, what do we do?
And you can see during these times, as you turn on the news, there's so much going on, and people are just, oh, my God, they're in fear, and they think it's attack on a certain people, and you know, they're blaming a certain group of people. But the time is up, and people know that. I was talking to Elder V about that, that whole slogan that they used for this Women Rights, Women March. It was truly saying, not for them, but time is up. It's time for all of this that is going on. It's been 400 years in this captivity, and the Most High is really trying to wake his people up, and those that are going to go, that are going to die, they're going to die because they fail to acknowledge him and keep his statutes, laws, and commandments, and they have brought a hurt upon a people who he loves. So, like I told my mom, just sit back and watch this story unfold, because daily you will see the works of our Elohim.
Yeah, exactly. And if you look at what's going on out there today, you know, they're quick to, because you notice all the black people that are in jail, they're quick to punish us for things that they let the other nations and themselves get away with, because, you know, and yes, R. Kelly is despicable in what he did. Where's Harvey Weinstein next to him? Where's Woody Allen next to him? Where are those that they're punishing our people, but that punishment isn't going forward to them.
Right. So
I'm laughing, Deacon Abiram, because I know you're about to bring up R. Kelly.
So, but before we get into the next segment, let's take a brief break, because I want to talk more into about that. The lesson is going to be on our words and what we speak against ourselves and what we speak against our people and how we utilize those words. And that ties in with the law of blaspheming, watching what comes out of our mouth to make sure it does not go against the scriptures and laws of the Most High. So we'll take a brief break. And Deacon Abraham, hold that thought about R. Kelly. We'll go into more detail about our words and how we use them.
Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? Tell me. On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep you want this album to be? 5. Y'all want deep. This is deep. Mm-hmm. cause I feel that it's coming back up again. Must be something I ate, some song, some show, some hate. The devil wants to extend the game. Free throws, and when it ends, he wants to make the sequel. Cause if he has another chance, he feels like he can take my joy, my peace, my faith. See, the devil, he learns from your mistakes, even if you don't. That's how he keeps you in cycles.
All right, we are back, and that was our brother. His name is Jonathan McReynolds, singing cycles. And so in order for us to break these cycles that we tend to go through on a daily basis, we have to watch what comes out of our mouth. You know, the scripture tells us that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and I think a lot of us, we take that scripture, probably many other scriptures, as not being as meaningful. One meaning, one thing, one meaning, another. But truly, we do know that our words have power. Our words attract. Our words give some type of validation or meaning. But all in all, we have to be careful how we use our words. Our words hurt people. Not along our actions, but our words, what we say to those, what we say to ourselves can cause harm to ourselves and what we say about the Most High. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Before we went on break, our brother Deacon Abraham was talking about how this world tends to hurt our people with words. They just did a documentary maybe a month or two ago about our brother R. Kelly. And in watching that documentary, I couldn't watch it till the full extent because there were so many words that were against him. And I'm not saying what he did or if he did, do I condone it? But just sitting there listening to the words of one man who they felt was so great in his music, in his artistry. Everybody loved the way he was able to pick up the microphone and write songs. To be at this point when now people are throwing stones and condemning his work, his character. We find that with our Yeshua HaMashiach. That'd be the same thing as he walked on this earth. He tried to go out and bring life to those who are hurting. He was only doing what the Father asked him to do. Thus, the masses saw that he was a threat to them and what they wanted to do. And so they started stoning him with their words. They start coming against him and not allowing him to use the gifts that the Most High has given them to heal them. They didn't want that. They brought destruction upon themselves, and they tried to bring destruction and division within the community as we see it now. And so here we're going to talk about our words. We're going to talk about how to use them in order to change the way we live, change the way we act. In Proverbs verse 1, it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. And we see this today as we see the president of this United States, Babylon. He uses words to stir up anger in the masses. He tries to get people off their game. He tries to inflict fear upon the masses. Maybe that's what he was called to do. But as if we as a people don't learn how to filter out those words that he tries to inflict on the people, we will be doing the same thing as he does. We see, going back to R. Kelly, where people are coming against him. They have the whole world coming against him. And half of us, we don't even know him. We've never been around him. But because everybody else is saying something bad on him, we have people jump, oh, my God, do you see what he's done? We have no knowledge of who he is as a person. And so I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to ask Deacon Abiram to interject a little bit.
Yeah. Well, and you see what they did. The Gentiles have gotten really smart what they do. Who did they bring? Who are they using as a point person to bring against them were other Hebrews. And they do this all the time. They bring other Hebrews to do this. And they said, we're not saying it. It's your own people saying it. But those people are bought and paid for, and they're doing what they, you know, what they're paying them to do. I mean, since they had Dale King and Oprah, they're the ones coming out, you know, especially Dale King with that interview and whatnot. I mean, they use our own people against us because there are too many more people who are willing, that money's their God, they're willing to sell out for that.
Right, right. And just like our brother Bill Cosby, the same thing. Although there was only a few women that was of the Hebrew descent, there were, they shouldn't have interjected or gave play to comment against their brother. One of them, I can't remember the sister's name, she even said it. She said, I hate to do this because, one, he is a black man. She knew it was wrong. But because he either, like you said, was paid or was offered some type of monetary gift in a sense of not only money or whatever the case may be, stardom or a picture or whatever, she went against what she knew was wrong because it wouldn't have come out of her mouth that this is a black man. Yes, this is a man. I am a black woman, but I'm going to come against this black man and say these things so he can go to jail. And so now this 80-year-old man is in jail because of something that she, the one woman, could have changed her word. I don't know if they would have helped, but at least it wouldn't have looked like you said, our people are constantly coming against each other through our word. Not so much the action, it's the word. We have to learn how to speak life out of our words, blessings, not curses. You go back to the Ten Commandments, and he said, thou shalt not bear false witness. And we do that every time we come against our people.
Well, you know, just in this world here, you know, what you say out of your mouth can get you in a lot of trouble. It can do good for you, but it can get you in a lot of trouble. So how much more trouble are you in for blaspheming the Most High?
Right.
You know, not paying attention to what's coming out of your mouth. I mean, what they can do to you here on earth doesn't compare to what the Most High. The Most High, he made you. I would think you would have, a person would have more fear of him to realize that they really need to watch what's coming out of their mouth when they're speaking of him.
Right, right. And so there again, Brother Abraham, I think it is crucial during this time that we watch our words. If we start speaking good things will come. It's like what you put out is what you get back. So if you're cursing someone else, know that that curse will come upon you. You may not see it the next day, but it's coming. When they brought out the R. Kelly and the Bill Cosby, you know, again, it goes into your home, and then it goes out into your office or your workplace, and then those same words go into your community. But we as a people, those who are called upon his name to do exceedingly abundantly above all things that we could ever imagine, we have to be better. We have to be able to stop the chain of effect. We have to be able to stop the cycles of words to come against our own. The Most High sees everything, and he knows everything. And if we, if he, the chosen people, his chosen ones, don't take the forefront of this battle and say, hey, we are coming against words that are being spoken against our people, we're going to be in trouble because we know the truth. We can't sit up here and proclaim his name if we're not doing exactly what he asked us to do. We're no better than the heathen. So when he says, come up out of her, my people, that's what he means. As a people, we have to come up out of this world and be the change that we want to see. So when you go out in your communities, when you go in your home, when you go in your workplace, you got to be able to speak life into people. There's so many people that are lost. There are so many people that are sick. There's so many people that don't know. And often people do know, they just don't want to give in because it's taking a part of them away from who they think they are. But we are created in his image. We are supposed to live through this creation and do whatever we can to lift up the next brother and sister. Pray for our brothers, Bill Cosby and R. Kelly, because they may have put out, and now they're getting back what we say. You get what you get. You don't throw a fit. That's what we used to say when we were kids, because of what you put out. Go ahead, Deacon Abraham.
Well, actually, I've been hit with that so many times, I forgot what I was getting ready to say to you, so let's move on.
Okay. And I know we've talked about this topic before, about blaspheming, about our words, but it's just so crucial now. You know, I want to encourage brothers and sisters in their homes, be mindful how you talk to each other, because, again, it starts in your home. If you're running around calling each other's names, coming against each other in your home, you're going to spew that venom out into your community. You're going to spew that venom on your workplace. You're going to push it out, and it, again, it becomes a cycle. So it starts in our home. It starts with reading our Bible, getting clear understanding. It starts with prayer. It starts with fasting, and it starts with changing our mind and how we want to treat each other. We're supposed to love on each other, no matter who we are, brother, sister, husband, wife. We're supposed to love on each other because the love that you have in your home will go out in the streets. But if you're angry, if you're fighting, if you're holding bitterness, unforgiveness, all those things will surface and come out. And then when people see you, they don't want any part of Yeshua HaMashiach. How can you say you love the Most High God, our brother HaMashiach, when you can't even love the person that's in your household, when you can't even love the brother or sister that you see on the street? You are a liar, and the truth is not in you. We have to stop this foolishness. We have to watch what we say to one another. Instead of tearing each other down, we should be lifting each other up in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, standing on his name in truth and not lie. We have to stop this. So I'm encouraging brothers and sisters, don't get into conversation about somebody you don't know or someone you do know. If you want a change in your life and in your home, it has to be with you. Go ahead, Brother D.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, we're commanded to come up out of this world. The big problem is that people love this world so much, you know, it's hard for them to break away from it. And so it's just pressing upon them so hard. And you mentioned about also people just watching what's coming out of their mouth. Because I know a young lady who, the way she operates, you know, she doesn't come from a place of anger, rarely ever. And when she does talk to a person, she's on there, she's talking sweet to him, being nice, and next thing you know, she's got him eaten out of her hand. And I've seen this, seen her do this a number of times. I mean, yeah, there's a time when we need to be angry, but we're not supposed to be going around angry all the time.
That's right. We can be angry about the injustice of our people. We can be angry about the homelessness. We can be angry about the situations that are happening. But with that anger, like you said, sin not. How can we channel that anger into helping people? We can say, oh, it's a shame that they're homeless. It's a shame that they're sick. It's a shame that they're going through. But what as we as his people can do to help change the narrative? We always so quick to say, like you said, we're angry. But, like, we're not supposed to be walking around here angry every day, every hour, every second, every minute. We're not supposed to be doing that because Christ is not in anger. Christ is not in confusion.
Yeah, and there's enough in this world to make you want to do that, be angry all the time,
right,
because there's always things coming at you and whatnot. I mean, one of the things we can look at to try and control ourselves is, you know, when we're out there driving, because someone's going to provoke you. They're always provoking you.
Right.
You know,
right.
If you want to clap right back at them, but, you know,
right,
you can learn to control yourself by not coming back at those people.
Right, right. And I was telling Elder V this morning, I was in deep thought. Even yesterday we were out and enjoying the sunshine. And as we was walking around, I could see the spirit on people. And it kind of frightened me to a sense like, wow, I can actually see the spirits that are on people, the darkness that people have within themselves. And we're so quick to run from that. We're so quick to say, oh, man, they're crazy. They're this and that. But if we would just stop and pray, there's a lot. We're in spiritual warfare daily. Daily is the fight. Let's walk in the spirit and not the flesh. But in order for us to do that, we have to make sure that we're right within ourselves, because those spirits that you see in the street, and if we're not right within ourselves, can tend to jump on you, and then you'll start acting, like you said, as this world. You'll start doing as this world. You'll start being of this world as you're trying to come out if you don't take care of who you are inside. I'm just encouraging you, brothers and sisters, to don't give up. Go ahead, Brother Deacon.
Well, I was going to say, Brother Deacon, she kind of felt like she was at that Raider game.
I see you guys.
I'm trying to stay out of it, but you provoked me. But that's good.
Oh, well.
That's how she was at the Raider game.
Right. So you have anything else you want to say, Deacon?
No, nothing else. I got my shot in, so nothing else at this time.
Well, thank you for your shot in.
So Tamara was very, you know, she really had things on her mind spiritually, and I want to let her talk. I guess people say I'm letting her be like Sister Deborah. Some other folks. But she's not teaching anything outside of what I appreciate. She's already learned from what I've learned, and that I'm right here, and this is recorded in the annals of history on Blog Talk Radio, which has been going on for 10 years. And she's doing a good job, but she wanted to express her passion for this particular topic. And I think it's very necessary. And I appreciate you being on as well. I think that we should let people know the seriousness of blaspheming his name, not taking it for granted, and understanding that we have to have a passion for who he is and what we do and everything. You know, one of the things she just brought out is not letting people affect us. You can go into an environment, into a store, out in the public when you walk out your house, and everything that's on everybody will try to impact you. And if you allow that to happen, then you are no greater. You don't have the victory. You don't know who he is. You don't have him in you. You don't know the truth. Know that when you walk out your door, knowing all this truth, you're going to be affected, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
those spirits know that you know the truth when you walk out your door. And they will do everything to get you outside the truth. And you
and
have
just
to be mindful of that.
And just like, Brother B, just like, you know, we get use these herbs for preventative medicine. Well, the word is preventative medicine from all these spirits that these people are bringing
That's
to keep
right.
them off of you.
That's right.
That's all you got. People, let me tell you something. They tried to tell you something in the Book of Eli, the movie, that they wanted that book. Because what did he say? It's not no book. It's a weapon. Why? There's power in it. And if you learn it and know it, it will change the whole narrative and everything around you. I was in a dream a couple of nights ago. And I woke up from the dream saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because I saw five people trying to put spells on me. And so the first thing that came out my mouth was that. And then I woke up from that. We have to know this word to give them all these spirits and deal with them. And that's what I want people to know.
Well, you know, we go back to when Yeshua came off of his fast, and the devil took him out to test him, what weapon did he use to fight the devil? That's all he used was a word to fight him. And matter of fact, we know
That's right.
The devil knows the word because he was trying to use the word to get Yeshua to do something like throw yourself off of this peak. And he was trying to get him to do it. But like I said, that's our preventative medicine.
And that's right. That's right. We oftentimes go into battle or to a fight or argument with someone ready to use our words and use our strength. But like you said, he fought him off with that word. Once he started dropping them scriptures on him, he had no choice but to flee. And a lot of our people, we start dropping these words, not and God said, no, just strictly, like you said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every word that comes out of your mouth, it's going to be condemned. And drop the mic. That will stop a lot of arguments. That will stop a lot of bloodshed, a lot of fights, because we want to get in the gangster mode and think we got to, let me show this person who I am and who this. No. Say a few little scriptures, drop the mic, and walk away, because after this, if his spirit will be convicted, and you won't have to deal with none of the foolishness that comes out of their mouth with just those few words. So I agree with you. Them scriptures are powerful. They're a weapon. And they will tear things down that we need to have torn down without us using a fist, a gun, or words that can hurt people.
Yeah, exactly. Because Yeshua said him fleeing with his tail tucked between his legs.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Nothing to do here.
Right. So before we get off the air, we were on here an hour, and I want everyone to enjoy their Shabbat. Before we get off, I also want to send prayers out to our young babies. We know of a baby that's in the hospital right now fighting pneumonia. The medication that they're giving her is not working. And Most High willing, if he says so and the head of my household say so, I want to go out and pray and be a comfort to the family, to the sisters, because she is a single mom and grandma. And during these times, we need women to come together and help each other. And also be that light where there may be darkness to bring them back into the Most High. So we're praying for the baby and their family. We also want to pray for the sick, the shut-in, those that are struggling in their homes, to keep their homes, to keep their jobs, even just to keep their faith. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters that the Most High is close to them. Oftentimes we go through these things because he's trying to show us who we are. He's trying to show us the errors of our way and pull us into holiness. So we just encourage you to keep on the fight, stay strong in this walk. But before we go, I'm going to read this scripture, Ezekiel 36, verses 25 through 29. And Ezekiel 36 and verse 25, he said, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all of your filthiness, from all of your idols, will I cleanse you, A new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stoning heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. And ye shall be my people, and I shall be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness. And I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine upon you. He's telling us, people, that he will do these things, that if we would just take the time and surrender all things unto him, as he casts, as he prunes, as he shapes us to be better, he will give us these things if we would just hold on to him. And with that said, I'm Sister Tamar, Deacon Abraham. Thank you for reading the law.
Before you go, I want to say all praises for what you just read there, and that goes back to, do you want the blessings or the curse?
That's right.
Hey, Brother D, that sprinkle is, that word, the Hebrew word for sprinkle is yiziyah. And if you get on that Hebrew one show, if you get on that Hebrew one show tomorrow, let him know that sprinkle in the Hebrew is yiziyah.
All right. So let the yiziyah of the Most High cover you as you enjoy the rest of your Shabbat. And with that said, this is Amhoida bringing you Blueprint for Life. This is our Sabbath lesson. I'm Sister Tamal, Elder B, Deacon Abraham, and we're saying enjoy the rest of your day. Shalom.
Freedom,
we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Oh, Lord. Freedom, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Gonna preach your kingdom down. You better watch out now, Satan, or the preacher.
I'm gonna preach your kingdom down. Kingdom down. You better watch out now. Straight up, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. You've been
Mm-hmm.